nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 heroes. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. This is Tom Pounder, and I am your host. And this is where ministers come to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today I'm really excited because I have Terrence Crawford on. And Terrence is a student ministry veteran, and he's got two new things, or relatively new things, out that can really help student ministers right now. And one, actually, they're both using technology in some degree or another. And one is a great resource for downloads and getting some great resources for your ministry. But then also another one's a great coaching cohort that's starting up in the new year. And so we talk about those two things. And as we've talked about before in this podcast, coaching and resources are vital for ministers of all sorts, but in particular student ministers, especially if you are just a lone ranger within your student ministry. You don't have a lot of help. These two resources that Terrence is offering are really great, and they can help make your new year the best year yet, no matter how many resources you have at your disposal right now. And so I'm really excited to talk to Terrence about it. He's got some great thoughts for us, and we have a great time and great conversation. So without any further ado, let's get into the conversation now with Terrence Crawford. Well, with me right now is Terrence Crawford. Terrence, how are you?
Hey, Tom. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Just enjoying these holiday times. I love the holidays, so it's kind of I'm in a nice festive mood today.
Yeah, I'm down south with the family, and I actually just 15 minutes ago, less than 15 minutes ago, sampled some barbecue turkey.
Oh, wow. I've never had barbecue turkey before.
It's legit.
Yeah.
It's even vinegar based, and I love it. I love fried turkey. I love barbecued turkey. I love baked turkey. Like anything you want to do to the turkey. Well, within reason.
See, 2 years ago I did my turkey, and I wrapped it in bacon.
Oh,
and that was awesome. That was a first time experience for me, and I was like, this is awesome. But is now turkey bacon, the barbecue bacon, turkey, is that like a family tradition for you?
It used to be almost every year, and then we kind of got away from it, and everyone seemed to bake the turkey around here, but I missed the barbecued turkey. So we tried to bring it back, and there was a guy locally that, you know, used to do them for families, and he passed away, and we kind of lost that, and then someone else kind of picked it up and locally, and you know, we started ordering again, and then a couple years ago we actually had a family member try it, and you know, it was incredible. He actually did a better job than what we remembered the guy that passed away did. And so we've kind of recaptured that a little bit, and and now we've gotten it back. So back and better than ever, and just sampled it, and it's amazing. So,
dude, that's awesome. Actually, that sounds really good. I'm going to have to try to figure out how I can do this in future years. So.
Well, if you were in close proximity, I'd run some over to you.
Yeah, so there you go. There you go. Well, cool. Well, I am glad you're on the podcast today. I've met you years and years ago when I first started blogging. You were one of the first bloggers I started following. For anybody who may not know who you are, and it's kind of hard to believe in the student ministry world, someone who doesn't or hasn't heard your name before. Mm-hmm. So just give someone an idea of who you are and what you do currently.
Well, you're right. I feel like I've been around forever, but yeah. I still find folks who gravitate to me, virtually speaking, and I meet and connect with people all the time on social media. I'm probably more known for social media than youth ministry, which is kind of odd to me because I've been in youth ministry for 20 years now, and I have been on staff with a number of churches and, you know, interning and things of that nature. And now I have since been coaching youth workers for a few years now and really have become, I don't really want to say a veteran in that field, but I've definitely been resourcing youth workers for a few years now. My podcast that I have, Youth This Week in Youth Ministry, is now almost 3 years old, which is crazy to me. I think February makes 3 years. And so there's a lot of different things that that I've been able to do. Back in April, founded a resource site called ministrydownloads.com. And that's been a real joy to serve not just youth workers, but all church leaders in ministry. And, you know, just been really enjoying my time meeting people and resourcing people and being a part of the community, really. You mentioned blogging. That's really, I would say, where it sort of began, this this whole virtual experience. For me, that was really kind of the forefront of connecting with other people in the trenches for me. I was a youth worker at my church at the time, you know, many years ago. And I mean, looking back, gosh, that's probably been 10 or 15 years since I started blogging. And it's crazy to me to think that it's been that long. But, you know, at that time, Tom, there were only a handful of youth ministry workers that were blogging. And we kind of all founded at the same time. And I could name off like five of them right now that that really existed. And if I name those five people, you would know exactly who those people are, which is really cool. They've kind of stuck around and they're doing different things now, in ministry, and sort of entrepreneurial wise. But, we, you know, we became a strong knit community and it was fun. We would connect, through each other's blog. We would like, you know, if you were in that group, like I would read your post and then comment on yours. And then you would come over to my blog and read my latest post and comment on mine. And it was fun. It was like, you know, it was just kind of an encouraging, tight knit group. And then out of that, it spread like wildfire. And that's when blogging really exploded, at least in the church world. And so, you know, we all began to see that take off and other people began to blog and that community spread. And so that's really where it all kind of started for me. And I've grown definitely in my relationship with God since then. And I've definitely grown, just, and matured in how to resource people and how to help people and just the joy that comes out of that.
Well, and that's one of the things I really appreciate about you is that you have always been, again, from the time I first discovered you, you've always been a great resource and you've always been there to help people. And, so, and I've had different interactions with you and you're right. It's kind of funny because I see you on social media sites all the time. Like I'll see you as a contributor on this. I'm like, dang, how does he know this guy too? And this guy, it's just like so funny, but it's great. And that's the power of things, social media, the power of just virtual, that you're able to connect with people. Like we've met each other through Orange and stuff like that personally, but virtually, like I've had a lot of interactions with you. And so today I want to really talk to you about the two resources that I'm really excited that you're doing that I think can really benefit a lot of student ministers. And one of them, we'll start with this one, just the ministry downloads. Again, you started it a while ago and you have a ton of resources. And the one thing I love about it is when I first started doing student ministry back in 1997, back in the dark ages, it seemed like, where all we had was the paper books from Youth Specialties, and we had to photocopy them and use them, like cut them around them and whatnot. Anyways.
With a little tag that said, you can reproduce this.
Right. But now, like, now everything is so digital, and you have a resource called Ministry Downloads that has a ton of resources. Tell me why you started that, where you get the content from, and what do you do with it?
Well, you know, I mean, just as you mentioned, I have been resourcing workers for a long time. And so that's really been my heart. And really, it just started sort of back dating to that initial days in the blog community where we just kind of shared with each other. And so, mm-hmm. you know, after you've been in ministry for a while, you get kind of tired of seeing things stagnate. And so I really began to see that happen with my own content creation resources kind of becoming stagnate on my computer. And mm-hmm. so, you know, I thought, you know, there's so many youth workers, there's so many people, not just youth workers, but there's so many leaders that are desperate for resources themselves. And in fact, part of the sort of aha revelation moment for me was when I started getting emails from leaders that would say, hey, you know, and I get these all the time. Hey, I'm putting together this retreat, or I'm putting together this DNOW, or I'm putting together, you know, a revival service or whatever. Mm-hmm. And do you have a template for this, or how do you, you know, how have you promoted this in, you know, in the past, or, you know, yeah. what kind of ideas do you have? And so I literally started emailing them or Dropboxing them these files. And, you know, that's where it started for me. And I, you know, and then there, you know, there came a couple of different places online where you could, you know, share your resources. And I thought, that's a cool idea. And I've had that same idea. And I wanted to do that. I want to do that digitally myself. And so I began to really brainstorm a way to share those. And that's really where the idea for the site came from. Downloading sites are not new.
Yeah.
And in fact, some of the download sites that probably are the most popular were not the first sites on the internet. Right. Their download sites are, you know, have been existent for many years now. And, you know, Ministry Downloads is not the first. It's definitely not going to be the last. In fact, since I created Ministry Downloads, there have been others that have popped up. Same with podcasting and blogging. You know, you're not first. You're definitely not the last. There are other people out there doing it. So mm-hmm. I I'm not in this for competition. You know, I just had a conversation with a really notable youth worker earlier this morning, actually. And we were talking about how ministry people are very competitive these days. And I'm not about competition. I will promote your blog, your podcast, your site on my stuff. And, you know, I appreciate the exchange of that. And that's really what I'm about. I'm about the kingdom, and I'm about sharing. Yes, it's cool to make money. And that's actually what Ministry Downloads can do for a worker, whether it be a youth worker or a senior pastor or a small group leader or a children's worker. You know, you put your content on my site and, you know, we can share it with other leaders and we split the profit, you know, which is really cool. And so that's really cool. That's really a way to resource. And, you know, I launched the site actually with my own content, and I didn't start allowing anyone to contribute for the first 90 days. And I think after that is when I actually started allowing people to contribute. So the first 90 days, it was all my stuff. And in fact, the bulk of the resources on the site now are still my stuff. So, I've been allowing contributors and, you know, the last couple of weeks we've been seeing a lot of people. I don't know where they're coming from, but a lot of people are submitting resources now. So I'm going to have to actually hire staff pretty soon here, which is really a good problem to have. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's been a real hit. We're, you know, I actually already have plans to scale the site. You're probably the first to put that out there publicly. Nice. I already have plans to scale the site in the next few months. And so it's going to be real exciting come January, at Ministry Downloads.
That's really cool. So, okay. You kind of talked about it briefly, but this is not just for student ministers, right? This could be for any minister, mm-hmm. That is looking for resources.
Yeah.
So how do you break down the resources then?
How do you break it down?
Yeah, like, I mean, do you have a section for students?
Yeah, there's sections for youth pastors, youth workers. There's sections for senior pastors. There's children's workers. There's small group leaders. So really, there's sections for almost every ministry in the facet of your church. Of course, there's some overlap. So, you know, we will tag items that, you know, could be used in a small group as well as in a large group. You know, there are things like that. There are sermon series that, of course, could be used in the context of a youth group as well as to the entire congregation. So you can really find almost anything on there, from an admin help to a game to a sermon series.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I enjoy exploring the site, and you've got a lot of great content on there. So that's really cool. And I think it's a real great resource for a lot of people. Again, like you said, there's a lot of different ministry resources out there, but
you know, one thing, Tom, that I will mention, even if you have someone listening today that does not have their own resources to contribute, they can still participate and make money on the site. And me as an entrepreneur, that's one thing that I have a heartbeat for, is to help other workers supplement their income. And so you actually don't see this, to my knowledge, on any other sites, even some of the most popular ones, is we have an affiliate program. And through Ministry Downloads, you can easily, I mean, it takes literally probably 2 minutes max to sign up as an affiliate on the site. And what I mean by that is, all you do is register. I verify your registration on the back end, and then I set the percentage. You get 20% right now just by sending a unique affiliate link online to anyone, or posting that on your social media. And basically that's you just saying, hey, here's ministrydownloads.com. Check it out. And by using your link, if anyone purchases anything, any resource on the site, you get 20%. That's pretty amazing. And so that's a really cool, I think, element to the site that you don't see on any other sites.
No, I think it's a fantastic opportunity that you give youth ministers. Again, even if they don't have a resource to contribute, that them just acting as an affiliate.
Yeah.
Youth ministers just do not get paid a lot of money in the grand scheme of things.
No.
And to have a few extra bucks in your pocket that you can come in, especially around the holidays, is never a bad thing.
Right.
So, I love your resources. I am, truth be made known, I am an affiliate of that, and I try to promote your stuff. Not because, this is where I struggle with it. I don't try to promote your stuff because I'm an affiliate. I try to promote it because I actually believe that the content's good. I wouldn't even try to be an affiliate if I didn't think your content was good. So that's where I think.
Yeah.
And so I hope a lot of people do that. I'll include a link into how to become an affiliate, and then to your website as well, so that people can, you know, look at that.
Cool.
The other thing I want to talk about is actually something I'm actually really excited about that you're doing. It's called the Youth Ministry Cohort. You can find it at youthbencoaching.com. But tell me about this cohort that you're starting in 2018.
Yeah, it's really exciting. My alma mater is Columbia International University. I had a professor there named David Olshine. A lot of you may know him because he is a national speaker. He has spoken at all the conferences and has, I think, written over 18, maybe close to 20 books now in youth ministry. So look up his work. David Olshine is his name. And anyway, he and I are best friends. He's one of my best friends, and we just have a natural chemistry. If you've listened to This Week in Youth Ministry podcast for any length of time, he's been on, I think, now maybe 4 or 5 times. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've got him booked on I think next week. And so, David and I have a great relationship, and we have really similar heartbeats in helping youth workers and training youth workers. And so we have been coaching youth workers. I mentioned that earlier, that I've been doing that personally. He's been doing that as well. And so as a part of that, we decided, why not do this together? Why not try that together? And so we are teaming up to put together this coaching group. It's actually a year-long coaching group. So from January to December of 2018, we are allowing 15 people to ride this experience with us. And so we've opened it up at youthmencoaching.com. And it's limited, like I said, to 15 participants. We're taking applications through December the 11th. And we're going to explore five different areas: evangelism, discipleship, leadership, parent ministry, and also volunteers. And it's going to be phenomenal. It's actually probably the most affordable coaching network cohort that you can participate in. I have seen others in the past. I'm not kicking them at all. In fact, I saw one just the other day that billed themselves as affordable, and they're really not more affordable than they're really not affordable at all. Yeah. So, we're not in it for the money is why mm-hmm. I mentioned that. Because if you say, well, TC and David are in it for the money, you're fooling yourselves, because the content that we will be throwing at these 15 participants is going to be like a fire hose, Tom.
Yeah.
We have been at work on this for a couple of months now. They're going to get live exclusive training from us. They are going to get one-on-one private coaching monthly. A minimum of 12 personal phone calls from us. They're going to get emails almost weekly. They're going to get access to a private group where they will be able to chat with other network members, as well as have access to David and I both. And they're going to get unlimited number of resources throughout the year. We have ministry partners that we have contracted with that will be donating resources to these participants. And so we've put a lot of time and effort and energy into putting this together, and we are stoked. We are so excited about it. And we've been praying since we announced this cohort for those 15 participants. So I just encourage you to check it out. Even if you're just like remotely interested, I would encourage your listeners to go to youthmencoaching.com and just sign up to be on the email list, and then throw your name in the hat by December 11th. And we are excited to welcome these 15 come January.
Yeah, and I think this is a fantastic thing that you're doing. Again, I saw some of these coaching groups years ago, but then I feel like they've kind of tinkered off a little bit. But this mm-hmm. cohort idea that you guys have, again, with the experience that you have and the personal touch that you guys are adding to this yeah. is fantastic. And the one thing I really enjoy about this is that you're committing the whole year to it. See, yeah. and I've said this before, student ministry can be a really lonely period, a really lonely time that you have, especially if you're all in it alone and you're trying to figure it out and you don't have a lot of training and your church can't afford to send you to a conference or anything like that. This is like hands-on, in-touch contact with people who have the experience and who are giving you that undivided attention. And yes. I really like that touch that you have there.
Yeah. And that's probably our favorite part, Tom. David and I are really, I think, at our core, relational more than mm-hmm. anything. David has really modeled that for me. In fact, I would just like to ask, how many of you guys listening to this podcast right now can say that you get personal phone calls from your professor in college?
Not me.
Probably not many. Well, yeah. David has reached out to me by phone, by email, by text since I left his classroom. And that's why we're best of friends today. And we have had that relationship. And I will tell you, that is what you're going to get from both of us. The fact that you get not only me, who's going to bring that, but you get David, who's going to bring that, is worth every penny. I don't care if we give you anything else. That's worth every penny you will ever pay to have that for a year long. 2018 will quite arguably be your best year if you are a part of this group. And we intend to make it your best year in ministry.
Yeah. And that's what I love. I mean, you guys got the experience, you got the passion and the drive to do this. And so I think it's fantastic. So they have to go to youthmencoaching.com, and they have to sign up by the December 11th, correct?
December 11th is the deadline.
Yeah. And then you'll go through the process and select your group. So you, again, 15 people, that's not a lot of people. And considering the reach that these guys have, Terrace and Dave have, you've got to get in on this and start doing this. Again, it's well worth the training. So I would strongly encourage people to do that. So,
yes. Yeah.
Dude, this has been awesome. I really appreciate you coming on and talking to me about this. How can people connect with you real quick? Like, share with me some links. I'll include it in the show notes as well. But how can they connect with you? Are you better on Twitter or Facebook? Are you on Instagram? What's your story?
I mean, I would say confession. I'm probably not 100% on like Facebook Messenger, but I do answer those as often as possible. Twitter is probably my favorite platform. I've said that before, I think, even on your podcast.
Yes.
I'm reachable, through my handle at Terrace Crawford on almost any social media platform. And if you like good old fashioned email, I do too. info@terracecrawford.com is a great place to connect.
That is awesome. And yes, I'm glad you love Twitter, because I love Twitter, and people keep on saying Twitter's terrible, but I think it's a great place to be. So
still love it.
So, all right, Terrace. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I wish you a happy holidays.
Hey, thanks to you, Tom.
All right, so there you have it, my conversation with Terrace. It's awesome having him on the podcast and just talking some ministry stuff, and also just talking his heart for ministry and to help other people. And that's why he started Ministry Downloads, and that's why he's doing this youth ministry cohort that he started up in 2018. So if you're looking for some resources, if you're looking for some coaching and some help entering into the new year, I would strongly recommend you check out both of these opportunities. I've got links in them in my show notes. All you have to do is just click on the link, and then you can connect there. Remember, though, if you want to do the cohort, you got to sign up by December 11th. So go over there and apply and get some of this awesome training and resources that you can get over at the youth ministry cohort. All right, heroes, well, that wraps it up for another episode of the YM Sidekick podcast. Thanks so much for joining me today. As always, if you enjoyed the podcast, go to iTunes and subscribe to it, or you can go to YMSidekick.com and you can get my blog, and you can get the podcast, you can get all that stuff right at YM Sidekick and subscribe to it there as well. All right, heroes, well, thanks so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of the week, and until next time, have a great one.